Good day, friends. Welcome back to Bible Sunshine. Good to see you today. That is virtually, digitally. We're very glad that you have joined us for the study of God's Word today. It is a beautiful spring day here in Brooklyn, New York, and we thank God for the privilege to serve Him here, and we're glad for this opportunity to connect with you through FaceTime Live. Let's pray together and then look to God's Word. Thank you, Father, for the Word of God. Thank you for the privilege to study it. Thank you for the applications to our lives. We pray that we will be people of God who love you and love your Word. In Jesus' name, amen. We've been looking at Philippians chapter 2, the principle about Timothy. And we've been looking at various passages where Timothy is mentioned. Indeed, he is mentioned over and over in the New Testament. I'd like to share a general principle before we get into the specific New Testament text. I'm calling this the Timothy principle. What is the Timothy principle? It's this: be discipled and disciple others. Be discipled and disciple others. And that's what we saw in the life of Timothy. He was discipled by the Apostle Paul. And then Timothy was involved so intimately in the work of God, caring for the lives of others, representing the Lord Jesus Christ to others, representing his teacher, the Apostle Paul, to others. So he was discipled and he was discipling others. I believe this is a sound principle for today. We need to be discipled and then to disciple others. We've been looking at various texts that describe Timothy, that have him referenced there. Let's pick up with 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1 in verse 2. Paul writes two letters to Timothy, his beloved son. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 2, notice here, Paul says, "To Timothy, my true son in the faith." Indeed, Timothy was a genuine, a natural, spiritual son in the faith. Because of the truth of Jesus Christ, the truth of the gospel, Paul trained and treated Timothy as a son, a spiritual son. So a great compliment here to Timothy that he was a son, a genuine son of the Apostle Paul. And notice it's in the realm of faith. And Paul goes on to say, "Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord." Timothy was a son of God through faith in Jesus Christ. He was a spiritual son of the Apostle Paul through discipleship. It was all in the realm of faith. The faith that is the truth of God's Word and the subjective trust in the Word of God. And indeed, Paul and Timothy experienced God's grace, God's mercy, and God's peace. And every Timothy needs that. God's grace, God's unmerited favor, God's mercy, the fact that God did not give us what we deserved, and God's peace, a calm assurance of a right relationship with God and with others. Well, let's look at another passage. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 18. And Paul writes here, and he says, "This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare." Paul gave a responsibility to Timothy to make known the gospel message, to fulfill the ministry that God had for him, that God had called him to. And he says that by these you may wage the good warfare. So he was engaged in spiritual warfare. Indeed, When we trust in Jesus Christ as Savior, we enter a battleground and we fight the world system, the system that has no need for God, no use for Christ, mocks the Word of God. We are at war with that system. The flesh, that internal principle that we all have that is bent towards sinning, toward doing the wrong thing, we fight that every day. And the devil himself, the prince of the power of the air. So Paul left Timothy at Ephesus, and there Timothy was to fight a spiritual fight, to wage spiritual warfare, and to stand strong in the Lord. You see, there was false teaching, wrong ideologies in Ephesus, and Timothy was there to wage a good warfare. Every believer in Jesus Christ, that would be you, that would be me, every one of us is involved in a spiritual battle. May God help us to be strong by understanding what God has done for us, the call that He's placed upon us in salvation, the call that He's placed upon us for service. And may we build on that and stand strong in the faith. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 and following, the Apostle Paul gave the spiritual armor that we need to fight this spiritual warfare. Well, look at 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 20. So the whole book of 1 Timothy is Paul's instruction, his encouragement to Timothy to stand strong. There are three books that every pastor needs to read over and over from the Bible, as well as the whole Bible, and they are 1 and 2 Timothy and the book of Titus. Often these three are called the pastoral epistles. The Apostle Paul, from the Lord Jesus Christ, teaches us how life in the local church should be carried out. And that's what he's doing here for his spiritual son, Timothy. Look at chapter 6 and verse 20. So here is the end of the book, and Paul says, O Timothy, guard what was committed to your trust, avoiding the profane and vain babblings and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge. By professing it, some have strayed concerning the faith. Grace be with you. Amen. So Paul begins this book speaking to Timothy, his true son in the faith, after so much incredible instruction about life and ministry and service in the local church. He closes with a final admonition. Oh, Timothy, guard what was committed to your trust. So Timothy received Paul's warnings and instructions. What had Timothy been entrusted with? Well, first of all, salvation, and then the call to ministry and the responsibility of care for the church at Ephesus. And so Paul says, guard what was committed to your trust. The truth of the Word of God was committed to him, and he was to protect it, to guard it. We need to do the same today. We need to guard the truth of Scripture. We need to guard our hearts. We need to count our salvation as precious, and every day not take it for granted, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. Paul opens the window here to let us know something about the false teaching that was pressing upon the church already in the first century. He says, avoiding profane and vain babblings and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge. You know, sometimes people can wax eloquent on religious ideas, but it's not truth. It is not genuine biblical knowledge. It may sound good. It may even be persuasive, but at the core, it is false. The cultists do this all the time. They smooth it over with a wonderful lifestyle that they present. They have convincing arguments if you're not grounded in the truth, but it is false at its core. And so we need to be on guard from that, because in verse 21, Paul says, when some have professed this, they've strayed concerning the faith, the body of truth, all of the scripture. So Timothy says, guard what was trusted to you. And then he closes with how that can happen. Grace be with you. We are saved by grace. We are kept by grace. We live the Christian life by grace. Grace is God's strength, God's motivation, God's power to press on even in difficult times. God gives us that motivation, that enablement. That is his wonderful grace. And that's how Timothy would continue on in the work of God, by God's grace. Well, notice two other references. Go to 2 Timothy, the next book, and look at verses 2 through 5. Paul says here in verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve with a pure conscience, as my forefathers did, as without ceasing I remember you in my prayers night and day. The Apostle Paul prayed for Timothy. He says, I remember you in prayer night and day. Look at verse 4. Greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy. These tears may be the tears of when they last saw each other, when they departed from each other. Paul says, I remember that. I have that scene in my mind, and I pray for you regularly. He says in verse 5, when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you. It was not hypocritical. It was true. It was genuine. It was without mixture. Which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. So we find here that Timothy possessed godly faith and a godly heritage. Not only did he heard the truth from his mother and his grandmother, but from the Apostle Paul. And Paul says, I know that that genuine faith is in you. And don't you love this? How Paul prayed for him day and night. He remembered him in prayer. He loved this spiritual son. He wanted to see him succeed in ministry. He wanted him to stand strong in the Lord. And he was sure that the faith that was in Timothy was the genuine article. My friend, have you trusted in the Lord Jesus as your Savior? Have you turned from sin and turned to Christ? Is your faith genuine? If not, turn to the Lord Jesus today. Acknowledge your sin. Believe that Jesus died, was buried, and rose again. Call upon him to save you. And if you've trusted in Jesus, today let us grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that our faith would be strengthened, that it would grow in magnitude and fortitude. Our prayer today is for believers in Turkmenistan, Asia, Uzbekistan, and also in Vietnam. Turkmenistan is number 15 on the persecution ranking. Uzbekistan is number 10. And then Vietnam, it's 21 on the ranking. Three countries that need our prayer. Let's go to prayer now. Our Father, we lift up to you your children in Turkmenistan. We pray for grace as they face opposition, that you would enable them, make them strong. We lift up to you, Lord, believers in Uzbekistan, and pray for grace and strength, that they would stand strong and do the will of God. We pray, dear Father, for believers in Vietnam, huddled in small apartments, huddled in secret. We pray, Lord, that you will bless the Church of Jesus Christ that is expressing genuine faith in these three countries, And we pray that your people will stay steadfast and strong, that they will not waver. And Lord, supply scriptures to each of these countries. We pray that the internet and that radio will reach believers and unsaved people, and there will be a rich harvest of souls in these lands. And our Father, we pray again that you would bring an end to the coronavirus. But Lord, we pray that people will be humbled and will look up and cry out to you for mercy, for salvation, and to acknowledge you as King of heaven, to have the fear of God before our eyes. We pray for those who have been grieved, losing loved ones. Will you strengthen them and comfort them with your peace this very day? And Father, may the name of Jesus be exalted in our lives, that we would demonstrate unhypocritical, unfeigned, genuine faith like Timothy had. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray, amen. God bless you, dear friend. If this is a blessing to you, share it with someone else. We trust that Jesus will be glorified in us and through us. Thank you for joining us today on Bible Sunshine. May God's light and love and life shine upon you today. Amen.